Okay, today is Daf, Lamed Gimel. We are on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, and we are about, I don't know, 2, 4, 6, 8, about 9 lines from the bottom, where it says, Midika Amar. So we're right in the middle of the Gemara. Midika Amar, Bishas Halel, since it says in the Mishnah that when they daven Halel, Halel is daven by Shachris. Michlal, you see from here, to Rosh Hashanah, Lekah Halel. That on Rosh Hashanah, we do not say Halel. My time, why not? So why don't we say Halel on Rosh Hashanah? Why not? So Amar Rabbi Avo, Amru Malchi Asharis of Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Malchi Asharis said in front of Hashem, B'nei Ma'in in Yisrael, Amrim Shiru Lefanecha, Baruch Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. How come, the Malachim asked Hashem, how come there's no Halel Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? Amar Lehem. So Hashem answered back, Efshar, Hamelach Yoshev, Al Kisei Din, the king is sitting on the judgment throne, for Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meisim, Psuchim Lefnei Lefonov, and the Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meisim are open. What about the Sifri Beinim? What's that safer? The answer is, because it becomes one of these two, right? Either it's life or not life. That's what becomes it. Anyway, the Yisrael Omer Shira, and the Yisrael say Shira, that is not appropriate, and therefore there is no Shira. And therefore there's no Shira, and therefore there's no Halel or Mashana on Yom Kippur. So two things. Number one, the Chizkuni says, you know, there's no Halel or Mashana on Yom Kippur because it's like bribing Hashem. You hear that? Think about that. The Magen Avraham asks, what if someone has a minhag to say Tehillim every day? Or Tehillim or Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur, people have a minhag. So and then Halel's in Tehillim. So can you say that? Can you say the Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? The Halel part?
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're not being said in a joyful way.
It's not being said b'derech, as Mr. Baruch says. It's not being said b'derech Shira, it's totally mutter. I don't know anyone who doesn't do that, it's totally mutter. The Yom Teruah asks the following question. You know, the Torah says that Rosh Hashanah is a very, very happy day. Shemenhagu shel olam, adam sheyesh lo din. When a person has a judgment, they're in trial. Lovei shechorim, they wear black. Umis atev shechorim, umis gadol zikono vein chodech tziporna. So nervous. Lefi she'eni yodea eich yotzadino. Avo Yisrael enokein. Lovshim levonim, umis atev levonim, umigalchin zikonim. We go take a shave, we take a haircut, umichachin ziporneim. We look our best. Right? Vauchlin, vishosin, smeichim Rosh Hashanah. We eat, we have a big suda. It's a joyful, we have a big suit in Rosh Hashanah. It's a big, we get ready, we look our best, we wear good clothing. So why are we not saying Halel? It's a little bit of a contradiction. So I don't have such a good, he gives the following answer. He says like this, B'tzibur, there are going to be people in the Tzibur that are not going to make it. You can't say Halel and Shul. You can't say Halel and Shul. It's not right to those people that are not going to make it. For them, it's not, we don't know who they are, but for them, it's not a good day. But to go in your own house and have a big Suda, why not? You have confidence. You have confidence in Rosh Hashanah. You have confidence in the Yom HaDin. If that's okay. What do you think of that answer?
I've heard it. It's good.
Yeah? It's good?
Yeah.
It's good. It's okay. 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 What? It's a Machron. I don't know who it is. Now, why?
Why don't you trust that everyone's
going to
make it?
Because the Bill of Mice is not true. Not everyone makes it. What? What do you mean? Now one person will pass away in the whole Klai Yisrael? It's unlikely.
That's what we're talking about.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. So it's just not realistic. It's just not. Okay, next Mishnah. Shofar shall Rosh Hashanah. A shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Ein ma'avrin alav b'satchum. You can't go outside the tchum to go get one. The ain b'fakhin alavas agal. You can't move the stones under the rubble. You can't move the rubble to get the shofar. The lo olim ve'ilan. You can't climb a tree. Someone put a shofar atop of the tree. You can't climb the tree. V'lo rokman al gavim v'hema. You can't ride a horse. V'lo shatan al p'nei mayim. You can't swim to go get a shofar. V'in chotchin oso. Now to cut a shofar. Whether it's us or because of a gzeira, Ubeim davar shu mishum lo sase, or it's really usher. The Gemara is going to say what that is in a minute. All these things are usher midrabanan. Swimming, riding a horse, climbing a tree. So for a mitzvah d'oraisa, I can't be over a mitzvah d'rabanan? And the Mishnah says, no, you can't. You can't, too bad. Aval imratza litein l'tocho mayim, but if you want to put water in the shofar, or yayin, or wine, eating, that's okay, right? The Gemara is going to say, cause somehow it'll make the sound better, maybe?
Cleans it out.
That's not a problem. Ein ma'akfin, a difficult line here, ein ma'akfin esatinokos militkola, we don't hold back the kids from blowing shofar. Kids want to blow shofar, we don't hold them back. Aval, by the way, the Ritva says, even though all this is true, you can't ride a horse, and you can't climb, you can't go swimming to get the shofar, but you can have a guy do it. Because it's only an asad midrabanan. Telling a guy to do it is a second rabbanan. It's for makom mitzvah, that's mutter. You can do it yourself, but you can have a guy do it. Okay? Then it says, Ein ma'akvan es ha-tinokos b'letkoa. We don't stop the kids from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Avo mesaz, not only don't we stop them, Avo mesazkin man. We let them go right ahead and do it. Right? Ad shi'ilmadu, let them learn. So let them learn the mechanic how to blow shofar. V'ha mesazek, but if you blow shofar like that, without kavana, lo yata, you're not yotze. V'ha shomea mena mesazek lo yata. And if you hear shofar from someone that blew him like that, you're not yotze. Okay. My timer. What's the reason? Why can't I climb a tree to get the shofar? Why not? The answer is, shofar asehu. The shofar's an aseh. Yontif aseh velos aseh. Yontif has within it aseh and los aseh. Ve'ein aseh doche los aseh v'aseh. And an aseh cannot be doche a los aseh and an aseh.
Problem is, why isn't the aseh up?
Oh, so the Ran says, what's the Gemara talking about? These are things that are Rabbanan. If I climb a tree, did I violate a lo sasei of violating Shabbos? No. Not at all. No, the Torah said you're allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, on Yontif. The Chacham said you're not allowed to. So lo sasei vasei. There's a lo sasei, there's an asei that you have to rest. And like positive, you rest on Yontif. And you have
all those things are gzeiras.
That's right, they're all gzeiras. So what do you mean losa? What do you mean losase? It's true. It's true that shofar is an ase, and yontif is a losase and an ase, and it's not doche. We're not talking about that. We're talking about gzeiras derabanan. Climbing a tree, and go swimming, riding a horse. What's the Gemara talking about? Right? So the Ram says exactly that. We say this sometimes. When do you say it? When don't you say it? I don't know. We the Chachamim were gave teeth to their gzeira and treated this like a din daraisa. And therefore, it's like a daraisa, you can't climb a tree. That's it. Like that. The Ramban says, really, really, at root, these are usur min haTorah. They're really usur min haTorah. We never heard that before. We heard, oh, the Rabbanim made gzeira. Don't ride a horse, because maybe you'll break off a branch. Don't go swimming, maybe you'll build yourself a life jacket. That's what we heard, right? We've always heard that. It says the Ramban, it's based on the Ramban. Really, it's also Minatorah. Okay, the Rabbanan, maybe he got lost, or maybe it was not 100% so clear. So the Rabbanan made up a rule, don't do these things. But they're really at root, Asa Minatorah. Therefore, it makes sense to say, an Asay is not Doche, a Los Asay, and an Asay. Fine. So now it says, Lo olam be'ilam v'lo rochman agave behema. Hashta derabanan amarta, lo, daraisa mibaya? Well, if I can't do the derabanans, I for sure can't do the daraisas. What daraisas are there? What daraisas? So Rashi says something very difficult, but last Rashi, rochman, riding a horse is daraisa. How so? Because the ikka lememar, shema yachtoch zamora. Maybe you'll break off a branch. V'ole be'ilam, the ikka lememar, shema yitlosh. You're climbing a tree, you're going to fall, you'll grab onto a branch, you'll break off the branch. Daraisa mibaya. V'yesh megamgein bedavar. V'ner be'ena delor gresin Allah. Says Rashi, this is me. I wouldn't read this. I wouldn't leave this line in the Gemara if I was editing it. Because what do you mean? There's no daraisa here.
The cutting is daraisa.
Yes, but that's a zero. I can't do this because I might come to cut.
No, he said that in order to cut the shofar.
What? No. That doesn't mean, it means cutting it off the animal?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mean that.
So I said that.
Fine. So zuv ein tzarech lomar zukatani. You're right. You didn't have to say that at all. I said it anyway. Fine. Now, vein chod chinoso. You're not allowed to cut it. Bei medaver shum mishum shavus. Bei medaver shum mishum lozase. Mishum shavus. What's a derabanan? Magla, a saw. You don't bring a saw to cut off the horn of an animal with a saw. That's an unusual thing. That's unusual, not normal. That's the rabbanon. Halosas, losase, yisakina, with a knife. That's normal. Therefore, if you do it in a normal way, it's daraisa. If you do it in an abnormal way, it's only done to the rabbanon. Hashna mishum shavus amarta lo, losase mibaya, same thing. If you tell me I can't do it the rabbanon, I'm sure I can do the daraisa. You're right. Zuvi ain't tzarech lomar zukatani. You're right. It had it for no reason. If you want to put in wine or water to help the sound, to clean it out, the shofar, to have a better sound, that's not a problem. What could potentially be the problem? I don't know, maybe it's not compatish, but it's not a problem. So, mayim o yayin in, meraglayim lo. Not meraglayim, don't do that. Don't put it into the shofar. Masnisa mani abashalhu. It's abashal. The Tanya, abashal omer, mayim o yayin mutter, k'til taksicho. Mayim or Yayin is mutter to clean out the shofar. Meraglayim also not covered. That's not appropriate. That's not a covetic thing to put meraglayim in the shofar and then you're going to blow it. That's not appropriate. That's not a covet. Don't do that. Okay. Now we're going to spend all this time on this here. Ein ma'akvin tatinokos milotoa. We don't stop the kids from blowing shofar. If the kids want to blow, let them blow. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah says, encourage it. Let them learn how to blow. Even though it's Rosh Hashanah. Let them blow. Hanashim ma'akvin. But women, we don't let them blow. Says Rashi, the pataros lagamri. They have no chiyuv to hear shofar. The mitzvah asay shez man gramahu. Now, the next line is very controversial. V'chi taki, and if they will blow, ikir baltosif. It's baltosif. Says all the Rishonim, what's Rashi talking about? Exactly. It's Baltosif.
Yeah, if a woman eats in a sukkah, that's a lot.
Baltosif? Right? So the Rashi says, not Baltosif. What's Rashi talking about? So the Rashi dug up a Rashi in Erevin where he says a different Shinira Kitosif. It looked like Baltosif because it's not Baltosif. If a woman blows a shofar, it's not over the Isser Baltosif. That's crazy. It's not over the Isser Baltosif. And another Rashi, an Erev Rashi, it looks like Baltosif. What's that? What's she doing? She's not chayving that. Right? So it looks like Baltosif. It's also difficult, but it's less difficult. Right? Votanya. We have a brisa that says, back to the Gemara, Ein ma'akvin, we don't hold back, lois hanoshim, not the women, v'lois hatinokos, not the kids, milot ko biyomtif. Let the women blow, let the kids blow. So he would say, well, let the women blow.
The one interesting thing, you wouldn't be allowed to blow a shofar on a regular Shabbos, so you have to play a musical instrument.
So the Gemara says that not here, the Gemara says somewhere else that shofar is not an instrument, it's a chachma, whatever that means.
Oh, it did say that.
Right? So it's a chachma.
You can blow any time.
We're going to get to Shabbos in a few minutes. Really, we don't.
The answer,
right. It might not be a malach, I don't know what it is exactly. Yeah. Amar Abaye lo kasha. It's on a kasha. So do we let women blow or not? The Mishnah that said that they didn't say it, but it implied it, that we don't, is Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Brisa that said we do, is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, different people, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Tanoim, the Tanya. If a Brisa that says like this, it says, Dabra el b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, and tell them there's a mitzvah smicha when you bring an animal. When you bring a carpet, there's a mitzvah smicha. B'nei Yisrael somchim, v'im b'nos Yisrael somchos, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, not women. Just like he says, not women over there, he will say, not women anywhere. Women can't blow shofar. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon omrim, nashim somchos rishos. It's optional. It's optional. Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Alma, afal gaf de patrin hu kra, even though the Pasuk says they're potter, because the women are not B'nei Yisrael, lekali su, there's no Isser. For what then? The mitzvah says it's mangrama. So too, any mitzvah says it's mangrama. It's not an issue. What?
Yeah, Rashi's other thing. He said women can't blow the shofar.
What? Rashi said that.
He said, and because Baltai said,
right.
He's saying, well, why is it, why did they not do a good stage of Zman Groma? Now he's saying,
it's sort of based on a pasuk, Bnei Yisrael. Right? So if there's something, I know, but they bring out the case of the smicha. It says Bnei Yisrael. So does it exclude Bnei Yisrael? Yes, it does. Can they do it if they want to? Machlokas.
One thing, that means you would have to hold the same way every time it says Bnei Yisrael, you exclude women.
Right, so why only there does it say it? Right. What? No, saying Hu Adin. That's what Rashi says. Hu Adin, just like by smicha, the same story would be a mitzvah say Shazman Grama. Same story.
That they could do it if they want to.
Right.
So a woman could blow a shofar if she wants to.
It's a machlokas. Right? Okay.
Maybe Rashi means Pitoris Lagamri by Shaifer.
Yeah.
Is that since they're Pato Lagamri, it doesn't mean it's Baal Taisen on the first time they go to Shaifer. But after their Yates Bechir.
Oh, interesting.
They're going to be Baal Taisen.
Right.
So we don't want them to do it at all.
Right, interesting.
Because they may risk being on Baal Taisen.
Interesting.
When Mantle is, there's no risk of being on.
Right, very good. Remember, we had that Tosas. Tosas says, why isn't there Baal Taisen if you blow Shofar so many times? And Tosef's answer is never about Tosef doing the same mitzvah over and over again. It's not about Tosef. Right. Shake a lulav all day long. It's not about Tosef.
That's only if you had the original
clear. Right. Very good. That's good. That could be what Rashi meant. Right. Okay, so we have some time. So we're going to see this Tosef on the left, the big Tosef, Harab Yehuda, Harab Yossi. Here we go. Amar Ben Otam. Says Ben Otam. You're going to hear great things in this Tosef. Af agav distam masnis in Kreb Yehuda. Normally we pass on Kreb Yehuda. I guess Tosef said that. Halacha Kreb Yossi. Rebbe Yossi here is right. Didn't mukku ibu because he's right. Women can't pull shofar. Where did we come up with saying that? Umaisa Rav, da hamotzi tefillin. In Perek Hamotzi Tefillin says Michal bas Shol haisu munachas tefillin. Michal bas Shol wore tefillin, which is a mitzvah to say shazman grama, and random people. The ishto shel Yona and Yona's wife shahaisa ol regel. She was makpa to be ol regel. Also, mitzvah seishas shazman grama. You see, women are. Stories in Navi that women are doing mitzvah seishas man grama. How can Rabbi Yehuda say it's usher? How can he say it's usher if women did it in Navi? How can he say it's usher? Nakasha. Vahu of the perek ein darshin. There was a story. Da vahavunu el ezras nashim. They brought, I think, a shofar to ezras nashim for some behema for some chol of nashim because the last is nashim ruach lanashim. Make the women happy. They took the animal to the lady section. Let them go do smich all day long. What do we care? Make them happy. Right.
So what type of baltosa can there be about blowing a shofar?
Well, you can't hear it. Someone doesn't blow it. So someone has to blow it.
If a woman would blow it with earplugs, Rashi would say that's not baltosa.
Maybe. What do you mean if she would blow with the earplugs? And what's she doing?
She can't hear it.
She can't hear it. So she's just stomp playing around.
We're talking about blowing. We're not talking about hearing. How can there be a baltosa on blowing when the isser is hearing, when the chiyuv is hearing?
Because by blowing, you're hearing.
And if I didn't hear?
Then you're not going to be Yossi the Mitzvah. It's not Baltosif then. We're talking about Yossi the Mitzvah and Baltosif, right? So, then now Tosif goes off into a related topic, which is a fascinating topic, because the Sfaradim hold that if a woman would do a Mitzvah, say Shazman Grama, she does not make a bracha. Tosfos and Ashkenazim held that they do. Here we go.
The problem is he's not going into the reasons why women are part of that.
Why women are part of a Mitzvah, say Shazman Grama?
So,
but the reason, we don't really have a reason why women are part of mitzvah seishas man grama.
Yeah, we do.
The Avodram says because women raise the kids.
Exactly.
So that doesn't really answer all the questions.
Sure it does, because if you're making a chayv to do it, nobody's taking care of the kids.
Right, so it's either all or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
Right.
So the problem is, what happens if I do have some time? I'm not...
Right, so that's what I'm saying. That's why that answer is only half good. It's only half an answer. What about women that are married, that don't have any kids?
No,
what about old people?
It does, because it gives the general pator.
It's a general pator, right.
1 second. But now what happens? Now I want to get into that. I want to do it. I have the time.
Right, so you're pater. So it's a machlokas. We tell you if you're pater or it's usher.
I know, but it's not giving you the option of
both. I know. That's why we hold like Rebbe, like we hold the ones who say it's optional. That's why we hold like that. Now, umutaris levarach al mitzvah sasishas ma'amgama. You're allowed to make a bracha on such a mitzvah. Af al gav de paturos min davar ha-mitzvah ha-hi. Even though you're pater from it. But if she does it, she makes a bracha. Umetzaskos behen kemo Michal bas Kushi mitz bashal shoyse gam avarches. She also made a bracha when she put on tefillin. V'teida, I'll tell you. Damrin and Perakam Machovel. Amar Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says like this. Rabbi Yosef was blind, And he said, Meikara, originally I thought, Omri, man da Amar Lacha Rabbi Yehuda, if someone tells me that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that I'm putter from mitzvos, Avdina Yamatav al Rabbanim, I make a yantif. I make a big party. Why? Delo Mifkadina, I'm not chayiv in mitzvos, Vavidna, and I'm doing them anyway. Vim b'makom de putter hein adavar, Vasu isim ulavarech, but if it's potter and also to make a bracha, im kein amay avad yom tova. Why would he make a yontif for that? He would make a yontif that I'm allowed to do the mitzvah, but I'm not allowed to make a bracha. What a yontif! Let's make a yontif. What kind of yontif is that? If he's not allowed to make brachas, lahalo haya mafsid bracha. Listen to this list. He'd be mafsid bracha. Sitzes, lulav, tefillin, megillah, ner chanukah, sukkah, havdalah, kiddush yom. Kiddush, brachos, shalkriyashma, shachris, v'arvis, v'chol ha-brachos, kulam. It's such a long list. And then the other bracha I left out of this list, right? When reading Perach HaMeniach, Hai man deboi l'mehevi chasida, l'kai mil de brachos. You want to be a chasid? Learn l'chis brachos. So when you're not going to make brachos? V'od, I'm reading on Perach Arvi Pesachim, Suma pater miloma ha-gada. Suma does not say Haggadah. Part of Haggadah, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says in Avos, in Pesachim. Uparach Meir Yosef Rav Sheshes, they were blind. Tahavei Omri Agadata Kol Chad V'Chad B'Beisei, and they said Haggadah in the house. Umidemotzi Acherim Yidei Chavasan, and they we motzi the rest of the family. Shma Mina Demechayvinan. We answered there must be Chayiv in the Haggadah. How could a blind person who's part to be motzi his wife, who was a Chayiv also, and the kids? Now the answer is they held the matzah b'zman as the rabbanon. Sipur is also the rabbanon. So women are the rabbanon. They can be motzi everybody. No one said a word there about brachas. Shma mina, hechid de patiri sharul avruche. If you potter to make a mitzvah, you can still make a bracha. Umishum de mavarich bracha sheina tzmicha v'kaf mishul baltisa leka. Don't tell me, well, you're making a bracha that's not necessary because they're not chayiv. And therefore, you're going to be over the, you're saying Hashem's name for no reason, and you're over the bracha of, you're over the aver of lo sisa, don't take Hashem's name in vain. And when you make a bracha that's not necessary, you're taking Hashem's name in vain. You hear that? When you make a bracha that's not necessary, you're taking Hashem's name in vain. V'dahi drasha d'rabanan. That's all drasha d'rabanan. That's not. D'ha, Omar, Perak, Misha, Mesu, Sofik, Krav, Emes, V'yatsev, Sofik, Lokara, Chosef, Ekore. Say it again. V'lo what's meaning Misham? Mishumo Sisa. Let me say it again. I'm saying Hashem's name for no reason. No. Umoti Shem Shrei Levatala, Dasvina Parakama, the Tamura, the Dixivas Hashem Kechatira, Hani Mili below Bracha. That's if not making a Bracha. You make a Bracha. Even if it's a Bracha She'ena Tzricha. Right? Even if it is that, you're not over Lo Sisa, it's a Machlokas. Some say you are. But Tosfos says you're not. Okay? So what is Tosfos? Pretty strong. Right? You're not Yotzi in a Mitzvah, you make a Bracha anyway. Let's skip. Then he gets a whole tangent about blind people. You can skip all that. Then go back to the bottom. It's like six lines on the bottom, which says Vri Berb Yehuda Mevi Raya the Nasha Mevarchos Al Kol Mitzvah Saseishas Mangrama Midamrinan Hakol Ol. Listen to this. Hakol Ol in Leminyan Shiva. Anybody can get an Aliyah. Afilu Isha. Even a woman can get an Aliyah. Doesn't talk about Orthodox shuls, right? Afilu Katan. Even a Katan can get an Aliyah. Now one second. Woman gets an aliyah. Who makes the brachas? The woman? Af al gaf, the isha, ain't a mitzvah v'lasok b'torah. Even though a woman doesn't have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Kedar perakav de kedushin, ubreish b'chol ma'arvin. So what do you see? Is she making the brachas? So you see another raya. Women can make, amr ben atam, ain't there, but that's not a raya. Why? The brachas ha-torah lefaneu lacharel, the brachas and brachas ha-torah, when you get an aliyah, lav mishum talmud Torah. That's not because of Talmud Torah. Da'afilu barach brichas ha'arivna, o niftar ba'ava rava, even if you made a brichas ha'torah in the morning, when you said v'harivna, chozeh mavarech, you still make a bracha when you get an aliyah. Teidal, I'll prove it to you, says Tosfos. Mokum she'ain levi. When there's no levi. It's a kohen kar mokum levi. The kohen gets an aliyah instead of a levi. He makes another bracha. He makes brachas again. U'mavarech afal pishe gvar birech b'kriya rishona. He just made a bracha 2 seconds ago. Why is he making a bracha again? The answer is, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What those brachas are, I don't know, but they're not about Talmud Torah. So the fact that a woman would get up and make those brachas is no raya. V'od, dikel neimar d'had ishak ola hainu be'emtza. Maybe a woman gets an aliyah only in the middle. In the olden days, only the first guy made a bracha, and the last guy made a bracha. And the middle, boom, yeah, I can give a woman that one of those aliyahs. Give her a revi. Shkei Revi, when nobody cares anyway, nobody makes a bracha anyway. Shalohay Regil Mavarech, he's a pair of Karkaris and Megillah. Omeid Tano, Paseach, Mavarech, Lefanel, Vachosim, Mavarech, Alchavel. Voidna, but nowadays, Kule Mavarechin. Everyone makes a bracha. Why? Zerim Mishum Hachnasin and Mishum Yotzin. The reason we changed it was because people would walk in the middle and say, hey, I didn't make a bracha? What kind of Aris is that? Right? Or they'd walk out and they wouldn't hear the brachas. So everyone gets a bracha. Umiyu Olin Laminyan Shiva, Mashum Besov Shiva. Also, it says she can get any Aliyah, which means even the first and the last. And about the first, it's not a Kohen, but maybe the last. She can get any Aliyah she wants. Umikotin the Revark Brachas Amazon, and the fact that the cotton benches, Afal Pishu Potter, that's also ain't right. It's also not a right Elisha. The cotton ball lechal chiyuv. He's going to be chayiv one day. V'chayiv lechancho. It's a chayiv to mechanichem. V'enu muzer al losisa. Again, it's not an issue of losisa, taking Hashem's name in vain when a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old benches. Not an issue. So he doesn't really, at the end, he goes back and forth. But the bottom line is, which is why we paskin, Ashkenaz and paskin this way, that a woman that does mitzvah seisha as man grama makes a bracha. So if a woman shakes a lulav, she makes a bracha. To get the leader, she makes a bracha. What?
Women at the wall would love you right now.
Right. If they did that film, there would be women at the wall.
With
those. Right. Okay, back to the Gemara. Then it says, "I'm asking Ben Achi Yilmadu." Amar Rebbe Elazar, "Afilu b'Shabbos." Even on Shabbos, we will allow the kids to play with the shofar and learn how to blow. Says the. Who is this? Says the Ramban. It's a gzeira. We're never going to carry it. No. You're only going to carry it when you're really doing a mitzvah and I don't know how to blow and I'm going to be embarrassing from the whole shul. I better go learn how to blow. I better go to the chacham to learn. You're playing in the house with the kids. You're not going to go to a chacham to learn. So there's no chashash. There's no gzeira. They can blow. That's the only reason. Maybe you'll carry it. So when the kids are learning how to, playing around, the learning, the misasik, it's not an issue. Tanya Namihachi, Misaskin Behen Ajil Madu, I feel the Shabbos, even on Shabbos. The Ain Ma'akvin and Tirokis Mutko Bishabbos, you don't have to stop them. The Ain Tsarach Lomar Biyamtaf, and for sure Yomtaf. So one second, Hagufa Kasha, doesn't make sense. Amarta Misaskin Behen Ajil Madu, Vafilu Bishabbos. Alma, Lichatkhila Amina Antaku. Lichatkhila will tell them to go blow. Fahadab Tana, Ain Ma'akvin, Ikuvu the Ain Ma'akvin. We don't stop them. Halachatkhila Amina Antaku, but not to Lichatkhila blow on Shabbos. Lo Kasha. Not a kasha. Kan b'katan shigia l'chinuch. If he's a katan shigia l'chinuch, says Rashi, misaskin behen shil madu. We try to make them learn. V'cholkin shem achim, and we for sure don't stop them. Kan b'katan shalom shigia l'chinuch. The katan shigia l'chinuch. What are you doing? Why is he? What's he doing? Therefore, l'chatchila we don't tell him to do it. If he does it, 3-year-old kid, no chinuch, 2-year-old kid picks up a shofar, we don't stop him, but we don't encourage that. Then it says v'hamisasik lo yatsa. Hataka l'shir yatsa, which sounds like, but if you do it to play songs, you are yotze. Le'em esayel l'rava, the amai rava, hatoke l'shir yotze. You're yotze because there's no kavana. Rava held mitzvahs, ain't zvichas kavana. No, duma toke l'shir nami k'mesase karele. It's the same thing. Same thing. If you're blowing for songs, it's the same thing as just playing around and blowing. It doesn't count. Vash. Yeah. Duma, yeah. But if you heard it from yourself, you heard it from yourself?
No.
I'm sorry, la'atzma means for mitzvah. Then you don't say. He told his attendant, blow for me, have kavana when you're blowing for me. I want to make sure you have kavana for me. No, not Dilma. I did Tony Rachel Mitzasek, Tony Seifa Nami Mitzasek. Since the Rachel said Mitzasek, the Seifa also used the same word Mitzasek. But in a chenami, the listener will not be yotze if the blower doesn't have any kavana. Okay.
For the listener,
correct.
Just for himself.
That's right. Okay. Now, this is a difficult mishnah because we're not sure what these words mean. Seder tekios, the order of tekios, is shalosh, shal shalosh, shalosh. Three of three. What does that mean? It says Rashi. Tekiya teruah tekiya l'kalachas v'achas. It's very simple what it means. It means we have to blow teruah. We have to blow tekiya beforehand and tekiya afterwards. You have to do that three times. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You have to do it three times. One by Malchios, one by Zechronos, one by Shofros. That's all. So that's 9 tekiyos, 9 kolos. We don't know what a tekiyah is. Well, we don't know what a teruah is. There's a three machlokas what a teruah is. Is it a teruah? Is it a shvarim? Or is it a shvarim teruah? So we do all three, and that's how we get to 30. Right? Because it's tekiyah, shvarim, tekiyah, 3 times is 9. What?
Oh, right, yeah.
Tekiyah, shvarim. Tekiyah, shvarim, teruah, tekiyah, we count as 2. So therefore it's extra. So therefore it ends up being 30.
Right.
So we do tekiyah, shvarim, tekiyah 3 times. Tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah 3 times. Tekiyah, shvarim, teruah, tekiyah 3 times. We do that by Achios, by Zichronos, and by Shofros. Right?
Yeah.
Okay? That's the easy part of the Mishnah. Shir tekiyah. What's a tekiyah? It's as long as shalosh truos. It's as long as 3 truos. What's a trua? Everybody knows, somehow, that a tekiyah is one long blow, one long sound. Everybody knows that. How long? 3 truos. Shir trua, what's a shir trua? How long is a trua? Kishalosh yuvavos. Any 3 sounds. Rashi says, shalosh kolos ba'alma kol shehu. 3 minimum sounds is a the shir of a trua. Right, which means the share of a tekiyah is 9 small sounds. Right, that's what it sounds like. Right, a tekiyah is 3 truas, and a trua is 3 yavavas. Okay, Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says that a yavava is what we call a shvarim, which is longer than a yavava. Shvarim has actually a long sound to it. Right? And that's how we paskin, really. You don't paskin like Rashi. Nobody blows...
You don't actually don't
paskin like either of them.
Correct.
Right. Right.
We blow whatever the tekiyah is the length of the sound of whatever's in the middle.
Right. So Tosas is going to say that.
It's interesting that Tosas will say that we are...
So what I think I'm doing is Shabbos is daf...
Tekiyahs be yeshiva.
Correct. We'll get to that. Shabbos is daf is very, very short. If you look at Shabbos, it's tiny, 5 minutes. So I think we're going to do this entire Tosfos on Shabbos. It's a very interesting Tosfos, going through all the Minhagim of blowing shofar. There used to be Minhagim that they would blow by Malchios one way, by Shofros another way, and by Zichronos another way. Like Shvarim, Truas.
When?
What?
When?
During Shmoneh Esrei.
No. When did they have that minhag?
Tosfos brings it down. So there was a minhag like that. To us, that's very foreign. Right? Anyway... Taka b'rishona, we had this statement. Taka b'rishona u'moshach b'shnia kishtayim. If you have to, do tekiyah, shvarim, tekiyah again. So you have one long tekiyah, you want it to count for both. Right? In b'yadu alachas. That doesn't work like that. You only have one. Mi sheberech v'achach nisnam elo shofar. Someone davened and then someone found they didn't have a shofar. So you davened without a shofar. Then all of a sudden a shofar popped up. You found the shofar. So tekeh umoriyah v'tekeh shalosh b'amim. Then blow shofar 3 times. Do what you have to do. What's the chiddush in that? That's a daven again? And to do it al seder habrachos? No, you don't have to do that. You davened already. Right? Kishem sheshriach tzibur chayev kol yachid v'yachid chayev. Just like a shriach tzibur is chayev, every yachid's chayev. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, this is the daven. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, shriach tzibur motzi yeter ab midei chavasan. You don't have to daven. The shliach didn't have to dorm in those days. People didn't know how to read in those. It says very well the shliach tzibah can be motzi you. Okay. Ay, v'atanya, the brisa says, shir tekiyah teruah. The shir of a tekiyah is a teruah, not 3 teruahs, 1 teruah. Amar v'abaya, tana didan, kachashiv tekiyah tekulu babe, v'truahs tekulu babe. What does that answer mean? Abaya says, it's not a machlokas. Our Mishnah was saying, that the tekiyah meant for Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. That's why I said it was like 3. Vitruos, Tekulu, Babi. And the truest of all 3. Tana Bra, this Brisa, Kachashiv, Chad Baba, Vesulo. He was talking about 1 time. And so it's not a machlokas at all. Shir Truak, Gimel Yavavos. The Shir of a true is 3 Yavavos. What's a yavava? It's a machlokas. Rashi says any sound. Tosfos says no, a shvarim. So vatanya shir trua kishlosha shvarim. But the Braisa says there are 3 shvarim, which are longer than a yavava. Amar Abaye b'havadei pligit to machlokas. Tichsiv yom trua yielochem. Yom Rosh Hashanah should be a yom trua. Umetargaminon yom yivava yehelachon. It should be a day of yivava. Uchsiv b'imei de Sisra, and it says by the mother of Sisra, barach alon nishkafa. She was staring out the window. V'teisav eim Sisra, right? V'teivav, and she was crying. How many times did she cry? 100 times. That's the minute, Kabbalah, 100 times. Who counted that Sisera's mother cried 100 times? Who counted that?
The Navi who knew the story in the first
place. You know what Waxman said? Hashem counted.
But it has to be because...
It's a great line. Hashem counted every one of her cries.
It has to be because who else is there?
What? Oh, her friends.
And then she tells the Navi.
Right? That's such a good word. Hashem counted. Even the goyim, even Hashem counted every tear of hers. Hashem was counting. And ended up, it was 100. Hashem wrote it down. It's 100, by the way. So we wore 100 because she cried. Who counted? Hashem. Mar Savar, so one, the Brisa held Ginuche Ganach, which is Shvarim. Umar Savar, and the Mishnah held Yulula Yal, which is Trua. Right? Tomorrow we're going to get to why we do both. Tana Rabbanan, Menayin Sheb Shofar. How do you know it's a shofar? Not how you know it's a shofar. Menayin Sheb Shofar, how do you know, what's his question? Talmud Lomar Varvarta Shofar Trua. Ainli El Biyovel. That's only on Yovel. But Rosh Hashanah Menayin. What about Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lomar Bechodesh Hashvi. Bechodesh Hashvi. Shein Talmud Lomar Bechodesh Hashvi. We're talking about the 7th month. Uma Talmud Lomar Bechodesh Hashvi. What's Pshat? Shiu Kol Truos Shechodesh Hashvi Ze Kozeh. All the truas, all the shofars of the month of Tishrei are the same. They're all the same. Meaning, whatever you do by Shemit and Yovel, Shemit and Yovel, you do by Rosh Hashanah also. Umenayin shepshudu lefaneha. How do you know that has to be the kiyah beforehand? Before every truah is the kiyah, how do you know that? Tamadam about barter shofar truah. Okay. Umenayin shepshudu lechareha. How do you know there's a sound afterwards? Tamad lomer ta'aviru shofar. You should pass the sound of the shofar. Namely, Ela Biyovel. That's only Biyovel, those words. Rosh Hashanah Minayin. Talmud Lomar Bechodesh Hashvi. She'ain Talmud Lomar Bechodesh Hashvi. Ma Talmud Lomar Bechodesh Hashvi. She'ei Kol Teruah HaChodesh Hashvi Ze Kozeh. Right? Everyone has to be the same. Then we're going to keep on going. How do you know three and all that? Okay, so we could stop here. It's 5 minutes. We could stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow's a long daf also. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.